Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to PainReliefRadio.com. This is your host, Catherine Merrow, the Pain Relief Coach. Today is Thursday, January 7th, and we are broadcasting live from beautiful Michigan, the Great Lakes State, with lots of little tiny snowflakes dropping down out of the sky. Today we're going to be talking about the cause of pain in your hands, fingers, and wrists. Today's sponsor is Carpal Tunnel, naturalrelief.com. You can pick up a free video with exercises for your hands at carpaltunnelnaturalrelief.com. CARPALTUNNEL, naturalrelief.com. Remember, I'm not a doctor. I'm the pain relief coach. You can always get more information at simplepainrelief.com, simplepainrelief.com. And because today we're talking about pain in your hand, wrist, fingers, you can always get more information at carpaltunnelpainrelief.com, carpaltunnelpainrelief.com. Carpal tunnel is a word that's used a lot to describe pain in the hand-wrist area. In fact, it's overused. In fact, people with pain in the hand and wrist and fingers are often misdiagnosed as having carpal tunnel syndrome. Carpal tunnel syndrome is often misdiagnosed, too. So we're going to talk about some of the causes for pain in your hand, wrist, fingers, thumb. We're going to start off by talking about why someone might only have it in one hand. When it only happens in one hand, there could be a cyst or tumor, a fatty type of cyst or tumor in your palm. It might not be visible or you might not be able to feel it very well from the outside, but if it's deep in the palm and pressing against the nerves as they exit your carpal tunnel space or your wrist, then it can cause carpal tunnel-like symptoms. So if you only have carpal tunnel in one hand, there could be a tumor in your palm pressing on the nerves, and that is something that you would have to discuss with your doctor. If you have pain that wraps around your wrist like a bracelet, you're never going to guess where this one comes from. There's a muscle between your shoulder blade and your rib bones. It's called the subscapularis muscle. The subscapularis muscle can get trigger points and fire or cause pain in your hand. There are ways to release that muscle between your ribs and your shoulder blade. And if we have a little bit of time, we will get to that too toward the end. The pain, numbness, or tingling that you may have in your finger, thumb, multiple fingers, back of your hand, front of your hand, can be caused by trigger points that we just mentioned. We'll talk about them more. Or muscles without trigger points in your arm, neck, ribs, back, or chest. But trigger points are crabby areas in your muscles. They can cause pain at distant locations. The muscles in your neck can have trigger points and cause pain in your hand. muscles in another part of your neck can get trigger points that cause your headaches. Tight muscles that have been overstretched from poor posture or forward head posture in the back of your shoulders, in the back of your arm, the back in your back can cause pain in your hand. So if you happen to go to a massage therapist who works and works and works on the pain in your wrist or the pain in your thumb or fingers or hands, but they only work in that area and they don't work up your arm, in your lower arm, in your upper arm, shoulder, chest, neck areas, they don't know what they're doing. Sometimes pain in your hand is caused by muscles exactly where the pain is. And that's pretty simple for you to figure out. If you, let's say you have pain in your thumb. If you yourself work all of the muscles and areas, even if you don't know what a muscle is or where it is, doesn't matter. All you have to know is that you press into the soft tissue. Everything that's not bone is soft tissue. Press into the soft tissue around the base of your thumb where it attaches to your hand. Press into the web of that soft tissue. If you can, put a thumb and a finger on each side of that web and see, is there anything tender or tight in there? It might be a trigger point that you're finding if you say, oh yeah, that's firing into the area that usually hurts. Or it might just be an area of tight muscle. Just hold that area for 12 seconds. I just found a really nifty spot in the web of my thumb. Refers all the way up toward my elbow. That may just mean that that muscle that's way up there by my elbow is a little bit tight right now and needs a little bit of release. Circle the dragon. Work around it in every way. If it hurts by your thumb, work in the web, work in the fatty tissue around the base of your thumb, work all the way out toward your index or first finger, work on the other side of your wrist. Check out your lower arm. Press into it. Are there tender areas? Can you find tender areas? Tight areas? You can also massage those muscles in your lower arm with ice. You can do ice massage. Ice is not most people's treatment of choice because it can be pretty icy. However, it does relieve swelling and it does cause pain to feel less. Ice is good medicine. If you go to carpaltunnelpainrelief.com, scroll down on the right hand side, look at the categories, and you're going to find one about ice and heat. I think it's also at Simple Pain Relief. Scroll down through the categories. On the right-hand side, it's Simple Pain Relief. Look for the ice and heat category, and you're going to get more information about how to use heat or ice. Trigger points respond well to manual pressure. That means pressure by hand, or sometimes the pressure is by a tennis ball. There are little tools for dealing with trigger points called thumb savers, so we don't wear out our thumbs. First, you have to figure out why are you having pain in your hand or wrist or fingers, and then you just have to take action, the natural steps to get rid of it. Vitamin and mineral deficiencies can cause pain in your hands and wrists. This happens because minerals are required by our muscles to function properly. If we don't have the minerals that we need, that we each need, that your body needs, your body's going to complain. One of the ways it complains is by giving you pain symptoms. If you are not getting the vitamins you need, your body can't function properly either. And vitamin B6 deficiency is a common cause of pain in the carpal, well, in the hand area, frequently called carpal tunnel syndrome. Often misdiagnosed, carpal tunnel syndrome really means you have a small opening for the nerves and blood vessels to pass through into your hand. That can happen because tissues have swelled up in your wrist. It can also happen because you're deficient in vitamin B6. Taking a good multivitamin and mineral every day, follow the directions, can make a big difference. How soon will the difference occur? One woman told me she had taken vitamin B, like boy, 6 supplement for only several weeks, and her symptoms started to go away within a week or so. All the B vitamins, B like boy, work very well together, so you should take a supplement that has all of them together, because sometimes it's a deficiency in one of the other B vitamins causing the B6 deficiency. Besides, most of us are also deficient in vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin, D like dog, and a lot of other vitamins. And a lot of that is because of our standard American diet, which consists of a lot of foods that are processed. Vitamins and minerals are removed from them. A few might be added back in, but the bulk of them have been removed and are not added back in. And that's one way we get deficient. Also, some of the chemicals that they add into these highly processed foods, like FD&C yellow, can cause us to be deficient in vitamins and minerals. They sap them out of our bodies. You need to eat healthy. How do you do that? As close as nature to the way the food grew, with the least amount of additives and chemicals in the food, with the least amount of pesticides and herbicides in the food. Try to eat real food. Your body isn't fooled for a minute when you eat fake fat or fake sugars. Your body doesn't like it, and a lot of those things can cause pain symptoms. And your hand and wrist are attached to your whole body. Let's get back to that subscapularis muscle between the ribs and your shoulder blade. That muscle can get tight, especially if your shoulders are rounding forward. It gets stretched. It doesn't like to be stretched like that, so it complains. It goes into a contraction or spasm of its own, and it's stuck there behind the between the shoulder blade and the ribs. So a skilled massage therapist can get in there and help loosen up that muscle. And massage is a wonderful thing to do for your whole body, or pain in your hand, or pain in your neck, or anywhere. And, or, you can walk like a tiger on the floor. Walk like a lion or a tiger and roll your shoulder blades and make them come up out of, away from your ribs. That's another way that you can start warming and releasing that subscapularis muscle. If you have pain around your wrist like a bracelet. I want to thank you for joining me today at painreliefradio.com. Next week, join me on Thursday, January 14th at 1 p.m. Eastern. We're going to talk about jaw pain. What causes jaw pain and natural cures for your TMJ? This is Catherine Merrill. Remember, I'm not a doctor. I'm the pain relief coach. You can get more information about getting rid of your aches, pains, and other symptoms naturally at simplepainrelief.com. Please visit our sponsor, carpaltunnelnaturalrelief.com. Get the free video of exercises for your hands. Today is Thursday, January 7th. Remember to take good care of yourself because you deserve to feel better.